Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, if you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
3 minutes after 4 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation for the next 57 minutes. And then Al and Jerry in the warm-up show. And from what I've heard, it's only an hour, and most days it doesn't suck. So I want to give flowers to a lot of people here. And I'm going to start with Mike Brown. And the Knicks' decision to fire Tibbs after reaching the Eastern Conference Finals was not a popular decision. And then after that, it became LOL Knicks. You know, one of the favorite pastimes of a lot of media members, especially nationally, is to take shots at the Knicks. Whether they hate James Dolan, or they hate New Yorkers, or they think we're too cocky and too arrogant. You know, LOL Knicks has been a favorite pastime for a lot of people in the media. And it was open season again on the Knicks, because they made a decision that was certainly a head-scratcher in terms of, well, I mean, you made the Eastern Conference Finals with this guy who has built your program up. Certainly an interesting timing on that. And then what the Knicks did after that, which was the right thing, and that is doing their due diligence, the Knicks decided to call teams and say, hey, is your head coach available? And they were told no every single time. And the Knicks were made fun of for that, which is ridiculous. I want to use another word, but I can't. It's totally ridiculous. You would be idiots not to do that. Hi, Pat Riley's office. Hey, Pat, remember us? You kind of left us like in the middle of the night. And you're never right, Pat. We'd love to hear from you. Is Spoelstra available? No, he's not? Okay. Yeah. Lose your number? Got it. You know, you'd be idiots not to call up asking for these coaches. It's called doing your due diligence. Yeah, the prom queen might have a boyfriend, and he'd probably kick your ass, but you should still inquire. Hey, you know, listen, I know he's the star quarterback, but did you see my SAT scores? He can't match that. Trust me, in 20 years, I'll probably have a better job. Unless it was Boomer, then obviously not. But how many star high school quarterbacks end up being in the NFL. So, I mean, the odds are in my favor. Look at these SAT scores. I'm going to be a producer on Sports Talk Radio. It pays what? Yeah, I know. It's not great. So, I mean, you ask. That's what you do. And that's exactly what the Knicks did. And ultimately, when that was done, Mike Brown became the candidate that Leon Rose loved the most. And it was not received very well. You fire Tibbs for Mike Brown? You went on this whole, which it wasn't, but this whole charade of calling all these teams up, and then you hired Mike Brown? Well, the Knicks don't have a plan. They don't have a plan. They don't have a plan. What are they doing? James Dolan is meddling. And no. Leon Rose has always had a plan. And Leon Rose, the architect of this team, has pushed every right button, including hiring Tibbs to start off with. And then obviously signing Brunson, trading for Bridges, trading for Cat, trading for Ananobi, trading for Hart, bringing in guys like Shamet, Clarkson, Alvarado to beef up the bench. Leon Rose, who took the Knicks from the joke of the league and made him into the toast of the league, has done as good a front office job as I've ever seen in New York sports. The Knicks were in the depths of sports hell. They were a joke, not only on the court, but off the court. We all lived it. It was horrible and embarrassing. And Leon Rose has been questioned in a lot of things that he's done, including recently when he got rid of Tibbs, which I think was more, you know, he was obviously the guy, you know, that's his team that he's running, but that was a collective decision. I think that was ownership. I think that was the players. It was everybody. And I've said this before. For those that think that certain players talk bad about Tibbs and you want to blame Bridges and Cat, they're the reason Tibbs got fired. If you don't think the star player on this team, if you think he wanted Tibbs back, he would have been back. So draw the conclusion you want to draw from that. If a star player wants a coach, the coach is around. Tibbs did what he had to do to get this team to where they needed to be, which is no longer LOL Knicks, a consistent winner. And that's exactly what he did. But there was a ceiling. You know, the reason the Knicks kept getting bounced is because they didn't play their bench. Their starters played too much throughout the year. They were tired. So when they would get to these series, they would be, guys would get hurt. They would be exhausted. They would be running out of the gym by their opponents. Now here we are with Mike Brown, and the team has won 11 straight. They're the ones running their opponents out of the gym. They're the ones that are fully healthy, full of energy, locked and ready to go for this run. And that all starts with Leon Rose. The decision to hire Tibbs, which was a great move, and then to move on from him, which was also a great move. And that's not to besmirch Tibbs. It's not. But at some point, you don't want to play the bench. You don't want to develop young players. Hey, we have a kind of a committee thing here where it's listening to Leon. Look, Leon Rose, he showed it to you. If you haven't seen it, there's a viral video of him crying after the Knicks won game four against the Cavs. This is his baby, Leon Rose. This is a team that he created essentially from scratch and now has him four wins away from a championship. It means that much to Leon Rose. And yeah, I'm sure he was like, dude, I don't know if he called Tibbs dude, but I imagine he might have. He goes, dude, listen, I stuck my neck out there for Bridges. I gave away five picks for this guy. I traded for Cat, where everybody thinks he's soft and he can't win and you're never going to have a championship roster with Karl Anthony Towns as one of your lead guys. I did this. That was my big swing. It started with Brunson, but my big swing, I went all in, the chips in the middle, with Bridges and Cat. And quite frankly, Tibbs, you're not getting enough out of them. This is my legacy. This is my neck out on the line. I need to see more from those two guys. I think Leon Rose is well within his rights to be like, we got to move on, even though we just made the Eastern Conference Finals. And look where we are now in the finals with Mike Brown leading the way. And Mikal Bridges, I think credit to Mike Brown, has been sensational. Look, his lowest moment as a Knick was after Game 3 against the Hawks. He had the Game 2 situation where he missed the final shot, and then he had a donut, a bagel, 0 points in Game 3. 0 points in a playoff game. He had more turnovers in that game than points, rebounds, and assists combined. That was the lowest point of Mikal Bridges' Knick career. He was on the verge of being taken out of the starting lineup, or certainly that was the calls for it, that's for sure. And Mike Brown, to his credit, stuck with him in the terms of being a starter. Obviously, the minutes went down, but stuck with him as a starter. And I think that was the confidence boost and everything Mikal Bridges to finally realize, hey, I'm Mikal Bridges. I'm a damn good basketball player, not just defensively, but offensively. And yeah, I've had my moments in the playoffs, but the Mikal Bridges that was on the Suns that went to the finals, or the Mikal Bridges early on in his Net career, we haven't seen that guy with the Knicks. And that's the reason why Knick fans were so excited when this trade happened. You know, I was at Citi Field, Subway Series game. And I remember when this trade went down and there was a buzz in the stadium. Did you hear what happened? Did you hear what happened? Did you hear what happened? And I'll never forget this. Walking out of Citi Field, Yankee fans, Met fans. And when it comes to Yankee fans and Met fans, there will never be peace, except for one night where there was. Because all I heard was loud, let's go Knicks chants. For one night, Met fans and Yankee fans put aside their differences. And because of the one team that, you know, unites us, that's the Knicks, there was peace. And there was let's go Knicks chants. It was euphoric. Because we all felt like Bridges was that missing piece, the final Infinity Stone, if you're a Marvel fan. But then the game started, and it didn't always play out that way. But Bridges, under Mike Brown, with the confidence boost that Mike Brown gave him, now you're seeing that offensive performances from Bridges that we've been clamoring for. The aggression, hitting big shots, remembering who he is. Same thing with Karl Anthony Towns. Ever since the trade deadline, this is not only the best basketball of Cat's Knick career, this is the best basketball of his career. The players deserve a lot of credit, but so does the coach. Because when you thought about making the move here and bringing in a new coach, some of the things that you had to address, not playing the bench, and the Knicks didn't have any depth. No. Landry Shamet was on this team last year and was not utilized. He was here and was ignored, basically. So I don't want to hear about the bench this, the bench that. They didn't want to play the bench. Now they do. And look at how great he missed 1-3 in the Eastern Conference Finals. One. And was a huge part, as important as anybody, in that Game 1 comeback down 22 on both ends of the floor. Leon Rose deserves so many flowers. I mean, it can't be, because it feels like a million years ago, but it wasn't. And thank you to KD and Kyrie for picking the Nets. Thank you. Because if you had picked the Knicks would be in hell right now like the Nets are. It wouldn't have worked. It was never going to work. So we appreciate that as Knicks fans, because it all worked out well. And Leon Rose has taken a lot of chances and risks. You know, the Brunson move, I was one of them. I was critical of it. People were critical of the Ananobi trade. People were certainly critical of the Cat trade. Bridges, overall, people were pumped up. Josh Hart, it was a smaller move. Unless you were a Cam Reddish stan, you were cool with it. Tibbs definitely got a lot of people going in not the most positive way. The hiring of Mike Brown, people were annoyed. So Leon Rose has been questioned all along here. I think it's time we start to not question him anymore. He knows what he's doing in a big time way. And yes, credit James Dolan. for years on this radio station, I heard the Knicks will never win as long as James Dolan is their owner. But you know what James Dolan did? He hired the right person. They'll never win with James Dolan. They'll never win with James Dolan. Joe, I love you. I've been listening since the overnight days. They'll never win with James Dolan. Over and over and over and over again. And listen, I don't think anybody ever argued it. How could you? Back then, well, hold on a second. Here's why. You didn't have a leg to stand on. But the reality is the Knicks are four wins away from a championship, four wins away from legendary status. And you know who still owns the team? James Dolan. The difference is that he hired the right person. That's the difference. That's always the difference. And Leon Rose deserves so much credit for where the Knicks are at. For not only, and Leon Rose doesn't need this job. He had a very successful career before the Knicks. He would have a very successful career if he left the Knicks tomorrow. This is like a hobby. I say that in a way that not to, he clearly loves it because of the emotion he was showing, but this is a guy that doesn't need the gig. And yet, look what he's done. He has done the impossible. Turned the Knicks into a team that is four wins away from a championship. And it wasn't, you know the other thing too? And maybe other teams could take a page from this. It wasn't, let's lose, so we could pick sixth in the draft. Great. Let me know how that works out for you. They didn't go that route, which should be applauded and should be studied, and other teams should do this. They didn't, let's lose, let's rebuild for 6 years by losing. They didn't do that. They took risk, they took chances, and slowly but surely, brick by brick, Leon Rose built this team into a championship contender. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Jim in Middletown, New Jersey here on After Hours. What's up, Jim?
Woogie.
What do you hear? What do you say? What's up, man?
I love to hear the excitement in the morning as I drive down 287 to go to work here. But, like you talked about, Mike Brown, I've never seen a team, and I'm 52 years old, so I'll go back to 90s, 80s. But, you know, Jalen Brunson, he's on the cusp of a superstar, I guess you could say, but not the LeBron James, not the Dwayne Wade.
Jalen Brunson, and I said this when they got him, was not a star player when they got him. Now, was there promise? Yes. No. Did he win a playoff series essentially by himself without Luka? Yes. But was he a star player? Absolutely not. Did he become a star player? Yeah, of course. But that's a credit to Leon Rose for having that foresight that many of us, myself included, did not see in Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, and then also, too, I mean, you know, you spent the whole segment with Mike Brown, and that's what I was calling about. I mean, what Mike Brown has done, I've never seen a more, you know, I think Mike Breen said it the other day, and, you know, I could tell his excitement, you know, when he closed out the game the other night on ESPN, where he told Knicks fans, it's time to celebrate, you know, with the Knicks run here, the dream season continues. But what Mike Brown has done, bringing the same team back from last year, pretty much, you know, but utilizing the bench, you know, better bench players, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you had Clarkson, you had Alvarado, players. But they're playing the bench more, yes.
Yeah, I mean, they are so connected, it's unbelievable.
Yep, that's a great word.
Mikal, you know, what Mikal's doing when, you know, 10 feet out now, it seems like he's automatic right around the rim.
Well, look, he's always, you know, and I've said this, Jim, and I've said this before about Bridges, to me, his mid-range game is one of the best in the NBA. It wasn't about losing the shot. It was just losing his confidence. He didn't seem like a confident player. Yep. He seemed kind of out of place, which is weird because he's playing with college teammates. He just seemed like a fish out of water, and something clicked in that series against Atlanta. And perhaps it was Mike Brown believing in him, but Mikal Bridges has been a totally different player in this 11-game winning streak.
Yeah, and what he's doing, I mean, what Mike Brown's doing right now is probably close to one of the best coaching jobs in New York sports history that I could remember. You know, for one year and bringing this team, you said before, I mean, they're four games away from legendary status.
Yep, immortality. I mean, now, but also think about Jimmy, the pressure that Mike Brown is under, not just because of the media and the fans' expectations, but the organization's expectations. I'm telling you, if Mike Brown didn't make the finals, there's a very good shot he got fired, because stick your neck out on the line and you get rid of Tibbs and you bring in Mike Brown and you don't get it done and you don't go further than you did the year before,
Yep. There's
going to be a lot of pressure to get rid of him. And I'm sure the organization would have been disappointed. They wanted to get to the finals. James Dolan was on this radio station and said that, basically. I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, that was the goal of the ownership and Leon Rose. And they got there. But the pressure that was on Brown's shoulders, not just in the regular season, but especially in the playoffs, was immense.
Yeah, and I got to say, the last thing here is, you know, it's the Knicks bring this whole city, this whole area together. There's no divide. I mean, you got what, Nick, and, you know, Nets fans, 5% of them. You got Evan and then somebody else. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you got Evan, you got Marash, you got Recco. They're here at the radio station, but yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, this whole city is behind this team. It's
Correct. Unbelievable.
Mike Brown, what he's doing, what Leon Rose has pulled off, freaking unbelievable. Lou, you have a good night, bud.
Yeah, you
good
too.
Good morning, I should say.
Well, for some it's night, for some it's morning. For me, it's more good night. You know, for a lot of people listening, it's good morning. For me, it'll be good night in a couple hours, because I only have you for another, quick math here, 40 or so minutes before the warm-up show with Al and Jerry. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Kelvin in Bergen County. What's up, Kelvin?
Hey, Tom, how are you going?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, so one thing, you know, you mentioned that James Dolan did the right hire, but one thing I will say, kudos to him, he's actually stayed out the way. He's actually, you know, just let them do their job, and that's helped him a lot. Another thing I wanted to mention.
Well, it also helps when the guy doing the job is doing a good job. It's, I would imagine, like anything, if you're a boss and you see that your employee is doing a great job, you're going to put all the trust in the world in that guy because you see the results. And the results were not maybe quite immediate, but basically. I mean, Leon Rose showed early on, you know, a couple of warts early, but that he knew what he was doing and he was putting the Knicks in the right direction.
He also kind of out of the way with Phil Jackson, I would say as well. But either way, I did want to jump to one more thing. Did you by any chance get to see Cam Newton's show by any chance?
No, you're saying his podcast? No, I've seen some episodes, but I haven't seen any recently.
The audacity of this man to just, I don't know what it is with some people, like, oh, the Knicks are good, but look who they face. Why? Like, the Knicks...
Yeah.
The Knicks have to face who's in front of them. Why is this a conversation?
Well, listen, and we've discussed this, Calvin. I appreciate the call. And I can't speak to Cam in terms of his feeling towards the Knicks, because I don't classify Cam Newton in the coalition of Knick haters. You know, the Skip Baylesses of the world, Portnoy, Evan, our former boss, Spike Eskin, Barkley. Those guys are proud members of the Richard Jefferson of the coalition of Knick haters. And I think part of it is just to get a rise out of us, because we're New Yorkers, we're wound very tight. We just are, because there's traffic in both directions every single hour of the day. You can't find a parking spot anywhere. People are just, You know, most people in other states, they honk the horn to avoid an accident. We just honk the horn here out of frustration. We're pissed off. The Mets can't score a run, or I'm in traffic. I'm going to, you know, honk the horn. So I think it's just that you get a rise. They can say whatever they want. The bottom line is the Knicks are in the finals. And I got news for you. They would have whooped the Celtics' ass. In fact, we got a couple days off here. If Boston wants to play a couple games here, and I got news for you. Boston, if you beat us, you could have our spot. The Knicks would wipe the floor with the Celtics. With Tatum healthy. That series would have been over in 4 or 5. Same thing with the Pistons. Didn't matter who they faced in the Eastern Conference. They would have smoked them. With the way they're playing right now, they would have annihilated the teams that got eliminated and they didn't get the face, the 1 seed and the 2 seed. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Got you for another half hour. Plenty of time to take your calls on the Knicks. And coming up, I will explain why the Knicks give another franchise in this town hope. Once again, the phone number to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relies on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
4:31 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Rookie.
It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to join the conversation for the next 29 minutes as Alan, Jerry, and the warm-up show come your way at 5 a.m. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. The run that the Knicks are on, and really the overall state of their franchise, it should be an example. It should be an example to other teams and other franchises and other fan bases that there's always hope. You know, for years, we heard on this radio station, really everywhere, that the Knicks will never win as long as James Dolan owns the team. Right? If you heard that once on this radio station, you've heard it a million times. It's on the Mount Rushmore in terms of things callers have said and hosts. The Knicks will never win a championship as long as James Dolan owns the team. Well, the Knicks are 4 wins away from a championship, and last time I checked, James Dolan owns the Knicks. Which brings me to the Jets, because now the new one we hear is the Jets will never win as long as Woody Johnson owns the team. You know why the Knicks are good now? You know why they're 4 wins away from a championship? Because James Dolan hired the right person. And that's Leon Rose, the architect of this team. He hired the guy that took the Knicks from sports hell and now has them 4 wins away from a championship. If, and it's a big if, and listen, if it's dumb luck, and maybe it is this Muji, he's done a pretty good job, but even if it's dumb luck, even if you don't believe in Woody Johnson to hire the right person, heck, he spins the wheel and he gets lucky. If Woody Johnson hires, or hired, and it is this Muji guy, if he is Leon Rose, and the Jets get their Jalen Brunson and build it brick by brick, we could be sitting here a couple years from now, and we could be talking about the Jets like we're talking about the Knicks. Because we know we talked about the Knicks like we talk about the Jets now. The LOL Jets, sports hell, the worst franchise in sports. Sound familiar? That was the Knicks for years and years and years. Attached to, they'll never win as long as James Dolan owns the team. But Dolan hired the right guy. And if Woody does that or has already done it, yes, there is hope for the Jets. And yes, as crazy as it sounds, because it would have been crazy if a bunch of years ago before Leon Rose got hired, if I told you, hey, look, the Knicks in a couple of years are going to be in the finals, you would have laughed in my face. Just like you'd laugh in my face now if I told you the Jets will be in the Super Bowl in 4 or 5 years. It can happen. As long as they hire the right, and they being Woody Johnson, the right person to run this franchise and build this franchise into a winner. The Knicks should be an example for the Jets as what life can be if ownership makes the correct hiring. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours here on The Fan. Loogie in the late night. Let's go to Mitchell in Fort Lee. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Johnny, how are you? Listen, I listened to you for the last 40 minutes talking about the Knicks. It's been a great, it hasn't been a good run. This has been one of the best runs that I remember, even better when I'm a lot older than you, mm-hmm. when I went to the Knicks games in the 80s, oh, yeah. when, you know, when we had Riley there, and we waited when we made it to the championship, and Starks going to hit big shots, and we blew the game in Game 7. But it's a great way for the city to really enjoy this, because we needed something to make it exciting, because we haven't had this in a while, because unfortunately our New York teams haven't been there in a while, and anything else. But here's the problem that this is how I look at it for the finals, and you can disagree or agree with me. If somehow San Antonio can beat the Thunder, mm-hmm. I think the Knicks have a really good chance of beating San Antonio. If it's the other way, I do not see any way possible that the Knicks can beat the Thunder. The only way that they can do it is on one way. The Thunder's second team that they bring in is very weak, and he leaves them in too long.
I disagree with that. I think their bench is awesome, and they almost scored like 90 points the other night. One of the hallmarks of the Thunder is their depth. Now, one of the issues they're dealing with right now is they have two big players that are out right. injured. I don't know when they're coming back, and that, to me, right. it puts OKC at a slight disadvantage. They're still great, but that puts them at a slighter disadvantage because they're not at full strength.
I agree with you, but that's the biggest part, because if you watched the game last night, I watched the Thunder through the whole playoffs. Their second team is not that good. They're not that good. And so that's where the Knicks would have to... Not the second team. The second team players are not as good as the Knicks' second.
You're saying the Knicks' depth better. I mean, Alex Caruso comes off the bench and he'll drop 22, especially at home. And look, the Thunder, one of the reasons why they are very good. If the Thunder at full, you got to also understand they're not at full strength. They're down two starters, including right. their second leading scorer. So their depth right. is hurt a little bit by that. But they go 10, maybe even 12 deep. That's one of the reasons why they won the championship last year, and one of the reasons why they're right. back a game away from the finals.
I agree with you. Like I said to you from the beginning of this conversation, I do not see how the Knicks can beat the Thunder. That's just my personal opinion. It could change. Okay. If the Knicks play how they play, it could be a great series.
Well, that's part of it, too. You also have to account for what the Knicks are doing right now. I mean, there's no reason not to believe that whoever is standing in front of them, that they may not sweep the Thunder, but who's to say they can't beat them with the way the Knicks are playing on both ends of the floor, defensively great, hitting all these three-point shots, and also the depth that the Knicks have, and they're fully healthy and will be fully rested. I mean, they're going to have 8-9 days off here.
Well, that's also can be a little disadvantage also, but being off 8-9 days. But we'll see what happens, but it's exciting.
Well, I mean, they were off all that time in Game 1 against the Cavs, and they had one of the most historic comebacks ever. And so they clearly weren't rusty by the end of the game, that's for sure.
They were arrested, but there's one little difference. Here's the big part. The Cavs or the Thunder, totally two different teams.
I understand that. Totally the opponent is going to be a hell of a lot better. That is a fair take.
And also what I see right now is it seems like they're enjoying playing them. The Knicks look like all 10 players on the team are happy with each other.
Yes.
They're enjoying it out there.
They're very connected.
They're playing. And another part, Tommy, what I think was really great, and from Mr. Dolan's aspect of this whole thing, after they won, Dolan wasn't, you couldn't even see Dolan at the ceremony. He wasn't there.
Yeah. He didn't make it about himself.
He didn't want that. And, you know, I think that's great. And the Knicks, it's just great for the Knicks fans to go out there. You know, they're having the block parties. They're going to have some other things now they'll do. And I haven't been to a championship game since, like I said, it was Knicks versus Houston. And I'm looking forward to it. I have tickets for game 2 and 3. And I'm looking forward to see where it goes. It's going to be an exciting series. And, you know, listen, if the Knicks ever can pull this off and win the series, this place, New York City, will go bonkers. Can you imagine that parade? Can you imagine that parade in New York City if the Knicks won the championship?
I'm imagining the parade. I'm imagining the parties that are going to be at the parade. I'm going to imagine myself at the parade, going to those parties, and somehow getting to work later. That's also what I'm imagining. Like, could we have a little 6 or 7 hours here in between? That would be nice. We have a Yankee game that night, so by the time 10:30 rolls around, we'll be good to go. The parade will be through the roof. Couple things in play. Number one, it is the team that unites us as a city. It is New York City's team. 50-plus years without a championship. So for most people, they haven't seen one in their lifetime. Also, the weather. It's warm. And with warm weather, you know, a lot going on. So people are going to be wanting to party because it's nice. Even if you're not Knicks fans, you know, the casuals are just going to come out and be like, well, there's a big event today and it's beautiful weather. Incredible. Crazy. And then obviously the night they win it, yeah, it's just that combined with the parade is going to be stuff that you've never seen before here. It'll be the biggest and wildest parade we've ever seen. I stand by that. And I've always stood by that. And now it's not just me talking and saying, well, you know, if the Knicks ever got good and if they had a... No, now it's realistic. Now, as far as your first point, if it ends up being the Spurs, and by no means are they out of this series, I could definitely see them winning game 6 at home, forcing a game 7, and then who knows? Anything could happen. Certainly if the Thunder don't get healthy, credit to them that they're even up 3-2 with 2 guys out, 2 important players. If it is the Spurs, think about this from this perspective. Number one, San Antonio would have had to win game 6 and game 7. So think about the emotional and physical toll that's going to take on the Spurs just to win this series. You're talking about a young team who hasn't been there before. That's going to feel like their championship. Man, we knocked off the defending champs. We came back from 3-2. We won a game 7 in their building. That screams letdown. Even though it's the finals, it shouldn't. It's a championship round. It's for it all. That screams letdown. And it's a young team. They're babies. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I mean that in an age way. Wemby, super young. Castle, super young. Harper, super young. They don't have that veteran leadership per se, especially in their star players. This is all new to them. So I think that the way they win this series, if they win it, coupled with their youth, it's a letdown spot where they're not going to be ready for the bright lights. Plus, I don't like their depth. I think the Knicks definitely have better depth than the Spurs, and the Thunder have better depth. If the Spurs are down 2 stars right now, 2 starters, they'd be screwed. I know Harper's been banged up a little bit, but he's playing. And Fox, same thing, but he's playing. You know, Williams and Mitchell are out. They haven't played, basically. Williams since game 1 and Mitchell since game 2. Or both of them were out in game 2, but early on. Either way, they haven't been around for the last couple games. And the Thunder are still winning, finding ways to win. That's championship DNA, which is what they have, which is why they'll be dangerous. But I, as a Knicks fan, don't fear either team. No way. Not at all. And I love the fact that the Knicks are getting this rest. This is the perfect thing. Let it go seven. Let it go triple overtime in game seven. Let these teams beat the crap out of each other. I want them battered, bruised, and limping to the finals. So the Knicks, well-rested, cool, calm, collected, enjoying a much-deserved break, another one to another long one, which they had after beating the Sixers, they will be fully ready to go. And the team that survives the Western Conference Finals, survives. Especially if it's the Spurs. I don't see San Antonio being able to. You have to somehow process what they just did against the Thunder, coming back from 3-2, winning a Game 7 in OKC. You have to now process that quickly and then get to a Game 1 at home against the team in the NBA that has been on a historic pace and has played better than any team in the playoffs. You have that staring at you in Game 1, a rested Knicks team that has experience, that has the star power, the firepower, the defense, the health, the depth. That series will end quickly. I feel very confident that if it's Knicks Spurs, it's over very fast. I just don't think San Antonio will have anything left in the tank. OKC, as they're getting healthier, heart of a champion, they can find that because they've been there before. They went seven games last year with the Pacers. It's not their first rodeo. So it'll be a much taller order for the Knicks if it's the Thunder. Where if it's the Spurs, I think it'll be over and over very quickly against them. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Tommy Lugauer on the Fan. Another 15 minutes or so to go, but there's plenty of time. I see a few people up there. I want to make sure I get to you before we go to Al and Jerry. So hang on and we'll get to you if you want to join as well. 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer, Loogie Late Night here on The Fan.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
450 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. One quick Met point before we get back to your calls. David Stearns is not getting fired. Not this week, not this month, not next month, not in the offseason. Steve Cohen hired David Stearns to turn the Mets into a team that wins year in and year out. And he wants Stearns to build this organization from the bottom up, meaning draft, the farm system. That was a big selling point, David Stearns to Steve Cohen when he interviewed for the job. Steve Cohen put all his chips in the middle with David Stearns. He hitched his wagon to David Stearns. And I don't see a scenario where Steve Cohen goes back on that. Now, in the offseason, I could envision the Mets hiring a GM. That I could see. Somebody to work with David Stearns. Where Stearns is more focused on the draft, building a pipeline to this farm system, turning the Mets, which was awful for years, turning the farm system into something great where you will have sustained success year in and year out. That's a scenario I could definitely see happening. And whether it's a Carlos Beltran, just throwing a name out there, or somebody else, somebody highly respected, somebody that knows baseball personnel, that type of thing, a GM to work with David Stearns. I could absolutely see that happening. But one thing I don't see happening today, tomorrow, 6 months from now, a year from now, is David Stearns being fired by Steve Cohen and the Mets. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. The Knicks are 4 wins away from a championship. And not only is that exciting for Knicks fans, but I think it also gives hope to other franchises out there, including the Jets, because the Knicks were where the Jets are now for years, and it seemed hopeless, just like it seems hopeless for the Jets. But you know what happened? No, James Dolan didn't sell the team, just like Woody Johnson's not going to sell the team. Leon Rose was hired, and he, from there, brick by brick, built this team into what you see today. Now, maybe Muji's that guy. I don't know if Klubnik's that guy, a quarterback. I certainly wouldn't have traded up for him. I think he stinks, but they are in a position, the Jets, to get that quarterback, which would be their Jalen Brunson. And then all of a sudden, 4 or 5 years from now, as crazy as it sounds, we could talk about the Jets, or could be talking about the Jets in the Super Bowl. Let's go. And by the way, do it the year that they're in Nashville so we could all be out there on Broadway. You start out at Tootsie's and you make your way down from there. Let's go to Ram in Jersey City, New Jersey. What's up, Ram?
Loogie, what's up, Abel?
Hey, what's up?
First, I want to congratulate you. You do a great job, man.
Thank you, for real. Appreciate it.
But I got 2 quick points, if you allow me, man. First, the Knicks. The Knicks, I agree with you. I want the Spurs, too. We need to get back from the 99 season, and poetic justice for me.
Great point.
Would be in
great
4.
Point.
In yeah, 4. We get him in 4, right?
Get him in 4. I love the idea, like you said, the payback, 27 years in the making. That's a great point, for sure.
That's right. And the Jets, man. I've never heard nobody say that. I'm going to give you a little bit of credit, but I'm going to give you a little pushback on that. Because Dolan, he's done it before with the Rangers. He can get out the way. But Woody, he needs to be involved. This dude is—he can't get out his own way. So I don't know how.
But if he hires the right guy, even if he does meddle a little bit, and he hires the type of person that would, because it's unique. Because Leon Rose didn't need the job; he had a successful career. So I think there's a situation where he could just walk tomorrow, and that's what it is. The Jets have to find their version of Leon Rose in the NFL—a guy that really doesn't need the gig but likes the challenge. And then if Woody starts to meddle, he's gonna be like, "Listen, you hired me to do a job. I'm out of here tomorrow. If you're gonna continue to act like this," and I think Woody might say, "All right, you know what? fine, you called my bluff. I can't bully you around, and I'm going to just take a back seat. And we could be talking, like I said, Ram, about the Jets and the Super Bowl in a couple of years. As crazy as that might sound to anybody listening to my voice right now, the Knicks are proving that that can become a reality.
Absolutely. From your mouth to God's ears, man. I'm a Jets fan. I don't let my kids root for them. That's how bad they are, man. It's a curse.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about this before. Yes, they are cursed, but Evan doesn't have to be a clock the rest of his life. Beningo doesn't have to be a candle the rest of his life. At some point, someone can come along to break the spell. And they can be your guest. And I know the Beast is a little bit of ornery. He's a little bit of a curmudgeon. But you would be, too. I mean, you were a handsome prince, and now you're an ugly, disgusting beast, which is what the Jets are. And yes, they are under a spell. Evan is a clock. Joe is a candle. But someone can come along to break that spell, whether it's a GM and or quarterback. Just like the Knicks, who are under a spell for all those years, are no longer cursed because Leon Rose was brought in. And then Brunson, Tibbs, obviously, OG, Hart, Cat, Bridges, so on and so forth. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Joe is in Wayne, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Tommy, thanks for taking my call, man. Appreciate listening to you.
Of course. Thanks.
So I'm a big fan of rooting for the underdog in most sports, and I am a Celtics fan just because I'm part Irish, but having a lot of friends who are Knicks fans and just in the group text with them talking about this whole entire series that's been going on, I'm just utterly impressed. I love seeing that it's a different team that we've been seeing the last 10, 15, 20 years. The Spurs won it a bunch of times. Golden State's won it. Everyone else has won it.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing a young team like the Knicks winning this much in the postseason, going into the finals, really, just like you were saying before, it brings people together. It makes everything feel lively. I think it brings a lot of attention back to the NBA. I just think what they're doing is phenomenal. I also think what you're also saying, the point about Woody Johnson hiring like people, I think that goes across the board for most owners of a lot of teams, including people like Jerry Jones. Like,
no, absolutely. Yeah. Jerry's another great example. We're talking about bad ownership, guys that like to meddle. The problem with Jerry is that Jerry thinks he's the smartest guy and the guy for the job. That's the problem there, which has been proven over and over again that he's not. But the one thing that, well, the Jets have this too, just not on the level, is Jerry as far as a business. I mean, the Cowboys are a global brand. I mean, they're right up there with the Yankees as far as a business. You can't go, I was at the bar Monday night, a guy walks by, this in a Cowboys shirt. I'm like, seriously, are you lost? You can't go anywhere in this country, on this planet, in this universe, and not run into a Cowboy fan, which is credit to Jerry Jones, but he's been his own worst enemy. Woody obviously doesn't have that success as the Jets, but the Jets are a successful business. I know the Jet fan doesn't give a rat's ass if it's a successful business. They don't care if Woody Johnson can go on an eighth vacation instead of a sixth vacation that year because the business is doing well. You care about the business of football in terms of winning games. Bad ownership is not a death sentence. It's not. It's not. There is hope for the Jets. But they got to get the personnel guy right and the quarterback. That is paramount. And maybe Muji is that guy. I don't think Klubnik is, but that's okay. Klubnik is, it's a lottery ticket. But I think the Knicks serve as a great example for teams that are where they were, and the Jets are where the Knicks were. That, hey, you hire the right people, and you can find the promised land, which is where the Knicks are at right now. And they're four wins away from the first championship in their history in 50-plus years. That'll do it for me. My thanks to Fleegs. My thanks to all the callers. Alan Jerry coming your way next.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Man.
WFAN.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away. Every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile. It's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.